Hello.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First returning to Miss Call.
Yes, hi. Yeah, this is Tanisha Turkish. I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out the situation with Rihanna's phone.
What's
I don't
going
know what's
on?
going on with her phone. Because last week Jose had called me, and I guess because she clocks me in when I get there from her phone. Because the situation, for some reason, doesn't work on my phone.
But
But
quick question. Why is
she
she
said,
clocking you in on her phone when you should be clocking yourself in on her phone?
because when we at the office, remember, it doesn't allow me to clock in on my phone.
Right, but remember I told you to download the app on the client's phone and you clock in on the client's phone. The client should not be
Well,
clocked.
I mean, well, yeah, like, I mean, say I'm there, it's like a time to figure the same thing, right?
No, you can't say that the client is clocking you in. That's fraud. That's illegal. So you can't say that.
Well, I'm just
So you're
that's
just trying to figure out the situation. Okay, let me know what else is going on. What's going on with the phone?
Yeah, so apparently I don't know what's going on with her phone, but all the clockers and stuff was fine, but until this week, and I don't understand what's going on.
So go on the app now. Are you with her?
No, I left her a few hours ago because there's another guy, Anthony, that's working there with you. He's been trying to get in contact with her, and I had talked to her earlier. So she needs to meet. Well, he needs to meet with her as well.
You talking about Aaron Jenkins?
Aaron,
Yeah,
Anthony, I'm sorry. Yeah.
that's our wellness person that he needs to meet with her to, go over our agency policies and she needs to sign a service agreement. So yeah, she do need to keep that appointment. That is very, very important.
Right. Yeah, he didn't call, but I was just trying to figure out what was going on. So normally, if the conference wasn't coming in, you would call me. Nobody called me, so I was thinking like, okay, everything's fine. But apparently it isn't.
So let me just see.
But apparently Jose was telling me that he doesn't see the clock in for this week. And I spoke to him last Monday.
So the problem is I can't even troubleshoot your app until you are able to log in it, and therefore I can take you to them confirmed visits, so therefore you can actually see on your end if your clock ins and out is registering successfully. But because you're not with your client and your shift already had ended, there's no way of me even knowing if you can see it on your end for verification.
Let me see. I'm gonna try to pull up the app now.
I think that's
Yeah, okay, I'm in the app.
okay, so you know where you will go in with today's visit?
Yes.
You need to go the third option. Click on the third option, and that will give you your confirmation whether or not you will see your clock ins and out registering successfully for all the past days that just passed.
Okay.
So, do you see any check mark on all the days that passed from yesterday all the way up to last week?
Oh, wait, look, I gotta go back. That's fine. Tomorrow. No, it's not showing it.
So you don't see any check marks at all.
Let me make sure I'm going in the right place. Okay. When you go for the previous, you go into today's schedule or
no,
old schedule?
You go to visits. Visits is confirmation on your clock ins and out for the week.
Okay, it's just showing me today. It's
the
showing
me the client's name, the dates, the times, and it should be checks with clock ins and out in green.
Yeah, it's not showing me. It's only showing me for tomorrow or over, starting for 3/18. It's not showing me the day. It's not showing me the other day.
So there's no dates in your
It's just starting from 3/18 on them.
What is your password?
Paris is the capital C, mm-hmm. and the rest is lowercase. Paris has
is that
the
with
number
two
seven.
R's?
No,
or
it's
one.
Capital P,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest is lowercase, A-R-I-S,
mm-hmm.
and the number sign,
mm-hmm.
the hashtag number sign, 821.
You said 821?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 second. Yeah, there's no clock ins or outs at all.
Right. That's what Jose was saying, and I don't understand.
Okay, let me just see what this note says. 3/13. Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Clock in now and look on your app to see if it comes up.
Well, under 3/18?
So go to today's schedule.
Okay, this is for tomorrow. This is 3/18.
Do an unscheduled visit. Clock on a second option.
Okay, we'll go back.
Unscheduled visit.
It says there's already one or more active visits for this patient. Going
so,
to today's schedule to resolve
no,
visit.
You need to go on unscheduled visit and click on your client's name.
I did, and this is what comes up. There's already one or more active visits for this patient. Go to today's schedule to resolve.
You need to click continue.
Continue, okay. Okay, clock in. Okay, see, I'm pushing the clock in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, like before, it comes up GPS.
You need to select GPS. It's not going to work unless you select it.
I do. I select it. It just goes back to clock in.
So you
I told you before, that's what happened.
Right. So when you click clock in, there is a message that come up and say you are attempting to clock in for a future visit. Please use today's schedule. Yes, it is saying that because you're probably clocking on a different day and not today. So
it says no plan of care class associated with this visit. If there's an error, contact your agency.
That's not showing up on my app. Are you underneath unscheduled visits?
Yes.
And you clicked on her name?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing the same thing. Did you get the message to say there is already one or more active visit for this patient?
Yeah, remember that was the message I got. You said click continue.
Click continue.
Right.
Now I'm on the other part where it's allowing me to clock you in.
Okay.
And then it says GPS, security token, and cancel.
Right.
You need to select GPS.
I push GPS.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm pushing it
the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. That's what I was showing you before. I push GPS and then it just goes away.
So I'm going to explain to you how the app works. So if the client's phone is being used as your way of your app for you to clock in and out, then that means if you're allowing the client to clock you in and out, she's not selecting GPS. So this is the problem. What caregivers need to realize that it's not your client's responsibility. You are the employee. You're required to clock in and out, not the client. The client can't work for herself.
Right, right. I get that. I'm just saying,
at
the house, hard.
But you should not be allowing her to clock you in, and if she mess up, then this is your money that she's messing up on.
Oh, okay.
So
this is like my first time doing this type stuff, so I'm trying to learn everything.
So how can we go past this? Can you call me tomorrow when you attempt to clock in when you're at your client's house by 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Call me tomorrow so we can troubleshoot the situation, okay?
Okay. No problem.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.